A warning at the United Nations. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Our world is in big trouble.
That's what the head of the UN, Antonio Guterres, just told world leaders gathered in New York at the start of the General Assembly.
Divides are growing deeper, inequalities are growing wider, and challenges are spreading farther.
He's worried about climate change and COVID and conflict, something President Biden plans to address tomorrow, pushing for more global support for Ukraine, fending off Russia's invasion. Brazil's president just called for an immediate ceasefire. New Fox power rankings are out 7 weeks before the midterm elections, projecting Republicans winning control of the House and Senate. Chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, tells Fox they have two big issues, starting with inflation.
The price of eggs, the price of milk, insurance, rent, everything. Everything right now is costing more for every American family. And then crime.
The new Fox rankings do give Democrats an outside chance of keeping a House majority if they win all 30 races deemed competitive and keeping a slim Senate majority. It's a stormy morning in Turks and Caicos. Hurricane Fiona's been lashing it, brushing by the Caribbean islands with a Category 3 intense. But the sun is out in Puerto Rico, which got battered by Fiona and dumped on with more than 2 feet of rain.
There are still areas of the island, especially in the northern part, where rescue workers are trying to reach people and make sure that everyone is accounted for. These incredible scenes of entire neighborhoods being flooded.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley in Ponce says more than 1,000 people needed to be rescued. At least 2 people were killed. Power is still out in much of the U.S. island territory. Days after President Biden declared in a TV interview the pandemic is over, New York City announces a plan to end its COVID vaccine mandate for private sector companies in November. However, police officers, firefighters, teachers, other city employees will still be required to get a jab. Hundreds more workers who refused are in the process of being fired. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More migrants were stopped last month coming into the U.S. illegally, 203,000, slightly more than July. The number now tops 2 million for a fiscal year that still has a month to go.
Crushing last year's record. Remember, fiscal year 2021 set the previous record at 1.7 million.
Fox's Bill Malugin near the border in Eagle Pass, Texas, says those are just the migrants stopped.
There have now been more than 900,000 known gotaways who have slipped past Border Patrol agents and gotten into the country without ever being caught.
The sheriff in Bexar County, Texas, Javier Salazar, is now investigating Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for sending migrants who went from Texas to his state to Massachusetts.
Just from a human rights perspective, what was done to these folks is wrong.
Governor DeSantis calls nonsense allegations those migrants were lured and forced to go, telling Fox they'd signed waivers, then were not welcome on Martha's Vineyard, where Democrats had called him inhumane.
And not only did they not welcome him, they deported him the next day with the National Guard.
In Texas, there's a ruling that those under felony indictment cannot be banned from buying a gun.
That from U.S. District Judge David Counts in West Texas, who dismissed a federal indictment against Jose Gomez Quiroz that had charged him under the federal ban. Quiroz was under a state burglary indictment when he tried to buy a handgun and challenged the ensuing federal charge. The judge ruling the Second Amendment is not a second-class right.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso, a Kentucky man who murdered 3 of his fellow students and injured 5 others, shooting up his high school near Paducah, Kentucky 25 years ago. Testified at his first parole hearing this morning. Michael Carneal was 14 then, says now, as he serves a life sentence, that he was hearing voices in his head that he has since learned to ignore. Asked when the last time he heard those voices, Carneal told them a few days ago they told him to jump off the stairs. The full parole board will consider his case next week. On Wall Street, the Dow's down more than 300 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.